Unit 31. Child Psychologist Jean Piaget. Jean Piaget, the pioneering Swiss psychologist, found that children don't think like grown-ups. After thousands of interactions with kids barely old enough to talk, Piaget suspected that behind their cute and seemingly illogical utterances were thought processes that had their own kind of order and special logic. Einstein called it a discovery so simple that only a genius could have thought of it. As computers and the internet give children more autonomy to explore larger digital worlds, Piaget's ideas become more relevant. Indeed, artificial intelligence and the information processing model of the mind owe more to Piaget than their proponents may realize. Piaget's influence on education is pervasive. He has been revered by generations of teachers, inspired by the belief that children are not empty vessels to be filled with knowledge, but active builders of knowledge. Little scientists who are constantly creating and testing their own theories of the world. In one of his famous experiments, Piaget asked the 5-year-old Julia,
"What makes the wind?"
"The trees."
"How do you know?"
"I saw them waving their arms."
"How does that make the wind?"
Waving her hand in front of his face.
"Like this, only they are bigger, and there are lots of trees."
Piaget has a fascination with children's primitive laws of physics, that things disappear when they are out of sight, that the moon and the sun follow you around, that big things float and small things sink. Einstein was especially intrigued by Piaget's finding that 7-year-olds insist that going faster can take more time, perhaps because Einstein's own theory of relativity ran so contrary to common sense. The core of Piaget is his belief that looking carefully at how knowledge develops in children will elucidate the nature of knowledge in general. Whether this has led to deeper understanding remains controversial. In the past decade, Piaget has been vigorously challenged by the current fashion of viewing knowledge as an intrinsic property of the brain. Ingenious experiments have demonstrated that newborn infants already have some of the knowledge that Piaget believed constructed. But for those who see Piaget as the giant in the field of cognitive theory, the difference between what the baby brings and what the adult has is so immense that the new discoveries do not significantly reduce the gap, but only increase the mystery.